Megillah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hay. Kol Hayom Kosher L'Kriyas Megillah. All day it's kosher to read the Megillah, to get the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. V'L'Kriyas HaHalal, also reading Halal, saying Halal. V'L'Tkiyas Shofar, blowing the shofar. V'L'Natiyas Lulav, the mitzvah of taking the lulav. V'L'Tfilas HaMusafin, and Tfilas HaMusaf, Tysentif goes into, that I may think that since Musaf, since really Mi'ikar Adin, Mincha, the Tfilah Bein Arbaim should be the last thing brought, and also Shachris comes before Musaf. I may think it's not really supposed to be all day because there are tefillos that should become after and before. Nevertheless, b'dieved, if one says Musaf before Shachris, or he says Musaf after Mincha, he's still Yotze because it's kosher all day. And the Ran says that we don't talk about tefillos HaShachar because that mitzvah is specific 4 hours of the day, or Chatzos, depending on which way you learn in the Gemara and Brachos. And also Mincha can only be said from midday till the end of the day. That's why that's not included. But Musaf is. V'la Musafin, and also not just the Tefillah of Musaf, the carbon of Musaf. U'levidoy HaParim, and this the Rav explains is talking about the Par Kohen HaMashiach, when the Kohen Gadol, like we said in the previous Mishnayos, makes a mistake, and the Aver is done from that. Or Parim Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, where they do Vidoy, U'levidoy Meiser, and also the whole day is kosher to do Vidoy Meiser. Whether it be a Vidoy, be Artia Kodesh Min Abayis, they took off Chumas and Meisers. This was done on the last day of Pesach. Ulevidoy Yom HaKippurim, and the Vidoy done on Yom Kippur. L'smicha, when smicha is done on the head of the carbon ola. L'shchita, this is talking about a shchita of a carbon. Obviously, a person's allowed to shecht a regular animal at night or any time during the day. So this is talking about a shchita of a carbon. L'tnufa, the waving. Either this is talking about waving the chest of a carbon shlomim before they give it to a kohen, or the waving of the carbon omer, like the Tiferes Yisrael says. L'hagasha. Hagasha is when they would bring the flour for the carbon mincha towards the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. L'kmitza. And now what they would do is the kmitza, where they'd put the flour into the palm of their hand and hold it there with their middle fingers. Ulhaktara, and also being makdir, the kometz, meaning the flour that's on the hand, when they put that on the Mizbeach, which is similar to when they would sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach. All these things are only kosher during the day. So that's what the haktari is. It's the haktara of the mincha. Because when we talk about haktara of karbonis that are animals, which is hektar, chalav, and vevarm, for example, that's kosher the whole night, like the Rav says. Lemlika. So malika is by an oaf, a carbon oaf, a bird. They would do malika with the fingernail, the kohen would, in the back of its neck. Ula kabbalah, and receiving the blood. Ula hazaya, and pouring the blood on the mizbeach. All the chattas pnimius. All Zrikas Adam on the Mizbeach is also called Hazaya. It doesn't dafka mean sprinkling. It also means pouring, like the Rav points out. Ulashkaya Sota, and making the Sota drink from the Me'marim. Ula Rifas HaEgla, and Egla Rufa. Ula Tyrus HaMetzara. And finally, Tyrus HaMetzara, the Karbanos that are brought, the Tziporim, Eitz Erez, Ezov, Shnitolas, like Rashi says. All these mitzvahs are kosher to do all day.